commentating Five Drive on 5FM. So as a result of the unrest that we've been experiencing in South Africa over the last couple of days, in various parts of the country, definitely hardest hit KZN and also in Gauteng, a couple of things have started to happen. In parts of Gauteng where, for now, there seems to be some rest and things seem to be under control again for now, people have started to clean up and communities have come out in their numbers and started to try restore some sense of what once was. Never minding the fact, of course, and not ignoring the fact that a lot of the damage is going to be hard felt for an incredibly, incredibly long time. But on top of that as well, something really interesting that was going on in Soweto at Mapanya Mall. Now, Mapanya Mall is a historical part of Soweto. It was opened about 15 years ago by a guy by the name of Richard Mapanya. Now, Richard Mapanya was he passed away last year, but he was a prominent businessman who bought the land in the late 70s with the intention of opening a mall. The mall in Soweto is a giant. It's a giant of industry. It's a giant of business. It's a place where people have come to see a lot of growth in that part of the area, and it's been good for the economy. And a group of people stood up a couple of days ago and said that they are going to defend Mapanya Mall. They're going to protect it. Community leader by the name of Mthlantle Lax was one of the people behind this, and he's still out there now. He's still on the ground. He's still part of a team that are trying to work with the police, with the SANDF, to do what they can. And they're succeeding, evidently, to some extent, because it's one of the few malls in that part of the country that hasn't been looted. So I wanted to invite him onto the show and ask him a little bit more about his backstory and why he does what he does. He's been in a rare position in that he went to quite a wealthy high school in South Africa and comes from Soweto. So he's had a two worlds experience that he now adopts and uses to care deeply for his community. And I've heard him say in other interviews that he's willing to put it all on the line for what he believes in. And he believes in the future of this country. So I'm excited about having him on, and I'd love you to listen to him. That's going to be happening next on the show. We'll handle that with sensitivity. Right now, though, 20 minutes after 4 o'clock, the